This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on key highlights of ICA Global Cooperative Conference 2024. The participants are Madhavi Vipradas, expert on cooperative sector, and Lalima Anija Dank, anchor.
The cooperative movement, in the words of the Honorable Prime Minister, has grown from an idea to a movement, from a movement to a revolution, and from revolution to empowerment. The fact that this government created a separate ministry for cooperation in 2021 shows the importance it has given to this movement. India recently has had the pleasure and honor of hosting a global conference in Delhi to declare 2025 as the International Year of Cooperation by the United Nations. Well, to know what happened in the conference and the cooperative movement in India, we are now joined by our expert, Ms. Madhavi Vipradas. Welcome, Madhavi ji, to Akashwani Studios.
Thank you, Lalima ji. Honored to be associated with AIR.
Ji, ma'am, thank you so much. Madhavi ji, India has had a very strong and robust cooperative movement, bringing in not just transparency, but also empowering all, even as they say, the bottom of the pyramid, which means including marginalized communities. How do you see this happening in India? And also, let me add that the slogan itself, Sahkar Se Samriddhi, of the cooperative movement in India, defines quite a bit.
Cooperative movement is not new to our nation, right? Mm-hmm. We have a very long history of cooperative movement. There were many cooperative leaders. They inspired people to form cooperatives. They come together mm-hmm. and do good for themselves and for the society and the nation building. The cooperatives were there. It has got accelerated efforts after the establishment of new ministry in year 2021. The government has launched many initiatives for the cooperative movement at the grassroots, which has given a new dimension, new rapidness in the movement. They have launched initiatives for ease of doing business. Mm-hmm. They have computerized primary agriculture cooperative societies mm-hmm. in the villages. Mm-hmm. So most of our country lives in villages.
That's right.
So if the movement, anything which has been done at the grassroots is ultimately helping us in nation building. So we are connecting through computerization. There are common service centers for better access of services. There are multi-purpose cooperative societies being formed at the grassroots level so that the movement is reaching truly to the last mile of the villages and last person mm-hmm. of the society. That says we are truly making it for the upliftment of millions of people.
That's right. Actually, we have many cooperative societies. We have a consumers cooperative society, producers cooperative society, marketing one, a credit one, farming one, housing one. And you rightly said, ma'am, that much before we formalized it, we in our country traditionally have had a very strong cooperative society at the grassroots level. We didn't call it that way, but we know that people would get together in a village and make a tank, a water tank or something like that. But industrial movement later formalized it. So how do you view this movement? Pre-independence and post-independence?
The first Cooperative Societies Act was formed in the year 1904. It started with the cooperative credit. So there were farmers, they were in the clutches of money lenders.
Right.
So to take them away from that, the clutches of money lenders, the cooperative credit societies were formed. And later on, then they realized that it has got a lot of strength. And then they formed the cooperatives for other sectors also. After the independence, there were efforts in the five-year plans mm-hmm. for the cooperatives. It was perceived as an efficient tool for the upliftment of socio-economic development of the people. Mm-hmm. And then there were other sectors which came slowly. And then it has spread for all other sectors such as fertilizers, dairy, housing mm-hmm. and all other sectors, the other allied sectors, I would say.
Mm-hmm. So that means that everybody here knows that he or she is a stakeholder. So they put their best foot forward and then the profits are shared by everybody equally, right?
Yeah. So it is for the people and by the people and for their common good. So it is truly everybody is involved in it. One has to be a member of that cooperative society to avail the service. So they have the belongingness. Hmm. It makes difference. So once the belongingness is there, they try to perform better, and it is for the people and by the people.
That's right. Yes. And ma'am, normally, and we also know that one aspect or one major community that has benefited a lot through the cooperative movement is the women community. In fact, 60% of India's cooperative workforce is through self-help groups. Let me ask you, what is the role of self-help groups been for cooperative society, and how have women benefited through it?
If we look at the population, 50% may consist of women. And earlier, they were not contributing financially. The self-help groups, they have to contribute a very little, but they reap the benefits of at a large. So they are truly involved in making some self-help groups, like easy things to do for that, like dari making, sari making, hand looms, goat rearing, poultry.
Right.
Fishing. So they get involved. These are the activities they do generally. But once they are coming in the mainstream with the collective efforts.
Right.
So that benefit them in financially, and for ultimately our GDP growing with that. So it helps to include women in the mainstream. Otherwise, they would have left aside. Yeah.
Yeah, very rightly you said that it has involved women in mainstream, their skills and their talent. Has it also helped in retaining that talent, whether it is pickle, whether it is sari weaving or anything that many, many women traditionally have those skills, which are not really, we don't really kind of quantify them. But like a housewife possesses so many skills, but we don't quantify it. But once she starts earning through that skill of hers, it becomes quantifiable. Commodity.
A business. It becomes a source of livelihood and empowers her. Source of income. Yes. It becomes a source of income. You are tapping their skills, tapping their talent for the benefit of the their household as well as for the society as a whole.
Has it also helped, ma'am, retain, you know, as they say, India is a country where we have diverse cultures and diversity. Like if there's a silk, you just talk of one product silk. There is a Muga silk, there's Varanasi silk, Kanjivaram silk. So when we talk of this kind of a movement, has it also helped retain India's diversity? Because had this not been there, this platform not been there through formalized cooperative society, maybe somewhere down the line, the skill would have got lost and this talent would have got lost. Do you think we have reinforced it?
Yes, we had the household businesses earlier.
Yes.
So with the time, they were perishing. But these type of movements like self-help groups, they have revived those arts, those culture, those handicraft making, for example. So they have retained that among them and they're teaching to new generation. So it has also helped us to preserve the art, culture, the skills, the talent, which traditionally we had, but it was losing its shine with the time. But now we are able to tap them and retain them, all the talents and all the skills which they have.
Right. So we can say that it has also given a fillip to the Vocal for Local and Atmanirbhar Bharat movement, right?
Yes.
And the Mudra loans have further strengthened this in this sector.
Yes.
Ma'am, how has the role of GEM portal been in the furthering of the cooperative movement?
Yeah, it has been a very noble thing which have been done because it has given a platform for the very smallest entrepreneur or smallest society, I would say cooperative society, to be on the GEM portal, and it has got exposure for providing services or availing services.
Both product and services, ma'am.
Yeah, both the products they can sell as well as they can buy. So the initiative immensely helped as a cooperative society, as IFCO as a cooperative society. We have also got very good connects and very competitive prices for our services through GEM portal. So first, it is competitive. The quality is best. And it will help the sellers to be competitive, to be quality conscious. And it will also ensure the buyers, the quality and the competitive rates. So it is a win-win situation for the cooperatives.
Right. So GEM portal has been a kind of a milestone in the cooperative movement. Well said, ma'am.
Yes.
Let's talk about the finance part. A successful cooperative banking is another milestone that we have achieved with deposits of 12 lakh crore rupees. And now RBI has taken the cooperative banking system into its purview. What difference has it made, and how has it improved the cooperative banking sector, ma'am?
once it has come to the RBI sector, it has become quite formalized, and they have the correct guidelines which RBI gives. They are able to manage their business in a structured way. Otherwise, there used to be some kind of irregularities we have heard that will be avoided with the RBI taking over its operations. Mm-hmm. So there will be more streamlined businesses for the banking, and then there will be institutional support for the cooperatives so that the standards, accounting standards, auditing standards, they will be maintained in a correct way. There will be standardization of practices followed by the banks. Yeah.
Also, which means that the cooperative societies will not be exploited by any institution,
yes,
or a person.
Because it has institution now... or person. Yes, yes, I rightly said.
You had the honor of being a part of this ICA Global Conference, which happened in Delhi recently. What were the takeaways from this? Because there are about, 306 member organizations of the ICA, that is International Cooperative Alliance. And the fact that it happened in our country, in Delhi, adds a feather to our cap. What were the major takeaways from this conference?
The International Cooperative Alliance, which will be celebrating its 130 years of its formation, they never had a global conference held in India. So that was the first honor which we got for India. Then a presence of Prime Minister has made it more visible, and everybody across the world, around the world, around the globe, they came to know that India has got the best cooperative movement, the biggest cooperative movement of the world. And it has played a major role in social upliftment of the people of India. The initiatives which have been launched by the ministry are well listened by the participants. They have appreciated it. The formation of the ministry effects due to the formation of ministry in streamlining the cooperative movement has been witnessed by the people. The major takeaway was discussions on various issues were taken up for the participants. And the major takeaway was Principle 6, cooperation among cooperatives. And they have devised one initiatives with the help of artificial intelligence to make the cooperatives worldwide, to bring all the cooperatives worldwide to bring on a single platform. I think that will help in a major way to all the cooperatives worldwide to connect, to have business, to expand their businesses, and to learn from each other, the brethren, the cooperative, spreading of cooperative spirits all over the globe.
Thank you very much, Madhaviji, for throwing light on the International Cooperative Alliance and the cooperative movement of the country, and also the fact that we are all now cooperating amongst ourselves, amongst the institutions of India and of the world, to create further robust cooperative movement of the world.
I would add one thing.
Sure.
The year 2025 will be the year of cooperatives. And
yes,
that was launched by the Prime Minister of India.
Yes.
Honorable Prime Minister has launched that cooperative year. And for the first time, it was launched outside UN headquarters. That is the strength of our cooperative movement. That is the strength of India and Honorable Prime Minister. I look forward that we convulse all in cooperative movement.
Indeed, a moment of pride for India. Thank you very much, Madhaviji, for updating
Thank
us.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much for giving me the opportunity to be with you. Thank
you
so much.
Thanks.
You were listening to a discussion on key highlights of ICA Global Cooperative Conference 2024. The participants were Madhavi Vipradas, expert on cooperative sector, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.